Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Many already know that Sony's PlayStation 2 is the best-selling games console of all time, largely due to the console itself having a built-in DVD player unlike the other consoles on the market, making it particularly appealing for non-gamers to buy, as they were essentially buying a DVD player with a free video game mode included with the price it was sold at. Though it sold largely well in North America and Japan, the PlayStation 2 struggled with its initial sales during its first year in the UK, since several outlets criticised the console's price as being a rip-off for what it offered, and they even accused Sony of creating artificial scarcity for the console, since many UK stores were unable to stock enough consoles to meet sale demands. However, the PlayStation 2 eventually had its price cut by about £100 after 3 years on the market, and during that time, Sony hired the video game developer London Studio, based in, you guessed it, London, to make a game that would appeal to casual audiences and utilise the new innovative accessory for the console, the iToy camera. And so, what the studio came up with was a quirky but fun little game known as iToy Play. Released in 2003, iToy Play was bundled with the iToy accessory when it had first released. Using the camera's technology, iToy tracks your movement and translates it into video game controls. Or rather, it allows you to interact with projected objects and characters displayed on your TV screen. There are 12 different mini-games to choose from, including Beat Freak, where you must hit flying record discs in time while licensed disco music plays, Wishy Washy, where you must clean dirty windows while the song When I'm Cleaning Windows by George Formby plays in the background, Keep Ups, where you must bounce a football with your head and avoid enemies as they try to obstruct you, Boxing Champ, where you must defeat a robotic monkey, Kung Fu, where you must defend yourself from attacking ninjas, UFO Juggler, where you must spin UFOs and defeat enemy spaceships, Slapstream, where you must defeat enemy mice and rats floating on clouds and avoid hitting friendly bunnies, Plate Spinner, where you must spin up to 4 plates in your hand and earn as many points as possible, Boogie Down, where you must copy the actions of a dancer, Ghost Catcher, where you must defend a graveyard from ghosts and bats, Mirror Time, where you must hit green symbols and avoid red ones, but will occasionally have to deal with the screen tilting or being mirrored, and Rocket Rumble, where you must highlight fireworks of matching colours, then detonate them with a plunger. Throughout the game, you will be met by various characters who will appear in some of the minigames themselves or take their turns introducing them to the player. Most of the characters are humans with a very early 2000s urban style of dressing, then there is the sensei who will provide optional tutorials for each minigame, and there are strange-looking monkey creatures who appear very occasionally in the game. There is also a bonus mode where you can create short videos with the iToy camera and display different preset frames for your videos. iToy Play received widespread praise by various reviewers for its fun and easy-to-pick-up gameplay, and it quickly sold over 2 million copies in Europe by the end of 2003, and was later reported to have sold over 4 million copies worldwide by 2004, making it the 18th best-selling PlayStation 2 game overall. And it even won a double platinum sales award from the Entertainment and Leisure Software Publishers Association, better known as the ELSPA, who provided age ratings for many early PC games, due to the game selling over 600,000 copies in the UK alone. And for me personally, I have very fond memories playing iToy Play alongside my brother and sister, because it was the very first PlayStation game I played around the time I was 4 to 5 years old. In fact, it was actually my favourite game to play on the PlayStation 2, since my brother would often hog the console for himself to play other games, and it was one of the few games that my siblings and I could play together without having to wait for our turn or pass over the controller. And honestly, even though most people nowadays would say that the mini-games are too simple and shallow to be considered good, I've always loved games that gave the player a variety of activities or challenges to complete. Perhaps variety was the way I always preferred to learn. And one more thing. My favourite minigame in iToy Play was without a doubt Wishy Washy, because I liked cleaning the windows, and I especially liked hearing George Formby's When I'm Cleaning Windows playing in the background, which I used to instead call When I'm Cleaning Wendy's, almost like the name of the American fast food chain. Anyway, join me again next time.